This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender so soon during Operation Sindoor. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today. Mr. Modi said the INS Vikrant, which is India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, reflects the capability of India's armed forces. The Prime Minister said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and made in India. The Prime Minister also lauded the valor and determination of security forces and said it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. An earthquake of magnitude 3.2 struck Nalbari in Assam at 5:54 a.m. today, according to the National Center for Seismology. The earthquake struck at a depth of 13 km. Earlier, an earthquake of magnitude 2.7 on the Richter scale struck Assam on Saturday morning. The tremor hit the Kachar district at a depth of 10 km. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has reaffirmed Indian Army's full preparedness to counter evolving security challenges and invoking the core ethos of service before self. General Dwivedi visited forward posts in a central sector to assess operational posture, motivate troops and strengthen civil-military linkages in strategically vital terrain. During the visit, the Chief of the Army Staff reviewed the formation deployed in high-altitude areas of Pitoragarh and adjacent forward posts. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During his visit, he took stock of the passenger movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and wished them on the occasion of Diwali. The filing of nomination for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of the total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 11th of November. So far, a total of 1,066 nomination papers has been filed by candidates from various political parties, as well as independents for the second phase. Today is also the last date for withdrawal or candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6th November. 23 Indian crew members were rescued after a fire broke out on board the Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon following an explosion off the coast of Aden, Yemen. The incident took place yesterday when the ship was sailing about 130 nautical miles southeast of Aden on its way to Djibouti. Early reports suggest the explosion was accidental, but the exact cause is still being investigated. India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka today. Similar conditions are expected over Mahe, Puducherry, Andhra Pradesh, Lakshadweep and Karaikal during the next 2 days. Yemen's Houthi rebels have detained 24 United Nations employees after raiding UN-run facility in the capital Sana'a. Jin Alam, spokesman for the UN resident coordinator in Yemen, said that the staff members were held inside the agency's compound in Sana'a's southwestern Hada neighborhood. The staff reportedly belonged to several UN agencies, among them the World Food Programme, the Children's Agency UNICEF, and Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Those detained include at least 5 Yemeni nationals. In a remarkable performance, Indian rowing contingent won 10 medals, 3 gold, 5 silver and 2 bronze at the Asian Rowing Championship concluded in Haiphong, Vietnam yesterday. In cricket, Sri Lanka will face Bangladesh in ICC Women's ODI World Cup at Dr. D.Y. Patel Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. In tennis, India's Yuki Babri and Sweden's Andre Goransson will take on the Austrian duo of Neil Oberleitner and Joel Schwindler in the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of the Vienna Open in Austria tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.